3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hoodly doodly. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another extremely exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. Oh boy, am I having an interesting day today, kind of. Oh, there's Pippa. She's over there scratching on her scratching post. Oh, that's pretty fun. Who's good baby? That's good baby. Oh. Yes, always better if the cat is scratching on the scratching post and not tearing up the carpet or anything else. Hi, baby. Hi. Where are you going? Are you going to go get a drink? Okay, I filled up your water bowl. Oh, what have I been doing? Well, I just got done watching the France game. Yay, World Cup. And France won as much as I thought they would. And now I've got to wait an hour before the next game starts. Argentina. In Nizhny Novgorod. Privyet, tovarich. Nizhny Novgorod is one of my favorite things to say in Russian. Nizhny Novgorod. I don't even know where that is. Actually, I kind of do. So, anywho. Oh, yeah. Now I just gotta sit through an hour of talking heads while they sit around and discuss the games that have been played today. Was there an early game? Did I miss a really early game? I think I did. That'll be on later tonight. That'll be fun. I will watch it then. Oh. Ooh, I finally got some decent sleep. Not great, but good enough. Everything's been so messed up around here. But the good news is I have new garage doors. So that's good, I guess. But that was annoying. That was a lot of noise. That messed me up for a day. And, it threw me off. But I did manage to not mess up my sleep schedule too much. And I went to bed last night. I tried to go to bed early last night, but that didn't really work out. Oh, and who do they have for talking heads today? Oh, nobody good. Alexi Lalas. And Kelly Smith, the English girl. And Ian Wright. But no Clarence Seedorf, no Goose Hiddink, no Hernan Crespo. It doesn't make any sense. And I think I figured out why Allie Wagner's not on World Cup tonight. She's probably got tired of El Presidente hitting on her. Allie Wagner's, you know, kind of a cute blonde. Just nothing super special. Just, you know, your typical blonde. What's the cat doing? Is she doing poops? I'm listening. So I don't know. They don't have Allie Wagner as a talking head, but they do. There she goes. Kitty poop noises. Yeah, that's my kitty. That means I gotta scoop out the poop. Oh. Yeah, so anyway, what was I talking about? I don't know. Talking heads. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. The game I missed this morning was Denmark versus Australia. They're showing some highlights. Do I want to... Oh, my God. Nice. Oh, Christian Eriksen with a goal. The Dane. He plays for Manchester City. And Denmark. So, anywho, yeah, looks like I'll be watching this game a little bit later tonight. Oh, you can't call that a handball. Oh, he did. That's not cool. So, anywho, I'll be watching this game later today. That'll be on this evening. And look, there's Luka Modric. They're showing a close-up of him standing around in his cool jacket. Oh, yeah, so here's a weird thing. Oh, I woke up this morning and decided to lay around and try to sleep as much as possible since I haven't been getting any decent sleep. But I spent about 45 minutes just sort of laying on the floor, rolling over every 10 minutes. And I thought, oh, I better get up. So I get up. I grab some food. I grab some tea. I fire up my computer. My computer, of course, being an old Raspberry Pi. And I got that going. And I'm checking my email and stuff. And I noticed that my phone has a message on it. And I thought, okay, that's weird. Maybe it's just a telemarketer or something. Because that's... You know, whatever. But no. I look at the message and it's... it's from Juarez. And I check the timestamp. 7:23 a.m. And Juarez is calling me up. I have not talked to Juarez in a long time. And so I was like, oh, sweet. And so I listen to the message. And it's kind of weird. And he says, I've been having these vivid dreams lately where I've been having a conversation with you in an unknown Asian country. And I had to laugh. And now I'm dying to know what these conversations were about. And, you know, what are we doing? Where are we exactly? But that's what he's saying. He's saying, I can't figure out where we are in this dream and blah, blah, blah. I don't know, probably Japan. That'd be my guess. Oh, that's so funny. So, I got to, call Juarez back. I'll do that later this afternoon. I got to go to the doctor today, right after I finish doing this. Got to jump in my car, drive over to the doctor, see what the doctor's doing. See what she's up to. And I might have to, that reminds me, I might have to get an appointment at another doctor. Got to talk to her about that. Get this doctor business figured out. It's all doctors. Doctors, doctors, doctors. And then when I get home, I got to watch football. So I'll call Juarez later this afternoon or maybe this evening. Or maybe I'll just email him. But he's one of these guys who changes his email address kind of a lot. Or frequently enough that sometimes getting a hold of him is difficult. Okay, hi, Pippa. Hope you don't have any poop stuck to your butt. Last night I found one little poop over there by the front door. Kind of an odd place, but, you know, whatever. That's my kitty. Huh. Yeah, I gotta get a hold of Juarez, see what he's doing. And try to figure out what was it See, it seems like recently I had something I had to tell him, and I never got around to it, and I can't remember what it is. Something to do with wargaming, possibly. Juarez is also a wargamer. An old school type wargamer guy. And so, even though actually we don't actually play each other in any war games, we discuss these things quite a bit. And so, what was I going to tell him? I don't know. Got some yummy tea. So thirsty. Ah, delicious. Oh, so yeah. Anywho, I gotta remember to take this letter and stuff to the doctor. Yeah, last week, I got this letter in the mail that essentially said, "We are your new doctor. You need to come in. And we need to check you out." And I do my other doctors know this? So I gotta take this letter to my actual doctor, Dr. Sabrina. Because this letter is from Dr. Misty, saying that she is my new doctor. My new other doctor. So I gotta take this to Dr. Sabrina and say, is this legit? Am I supposed to go deal with these people or not? And I gotta get that straightened out. And then I'll probably have to go to see those doctors. And they're gonna doctor me and poke me with stuff and say, stand on this. And, okay, now wrap this thing around your arm and we'll pump it up. Your blood pressure is now 160 over 80, or, you know, whatever. I don't pay any attention to what they're telling me. I don't know what those numbers mean. Something about a peristolic and a diastolic. But I have no idea what that is. Blood pressure stuff. And they will want to take blood and stuff. And that's fine. I'm always going to doctors, and they're always poking me with sharp objects, which I find vaguely entertaining. It's like, this is what you people do? When I was in the hospital, I always enjoyed the phlebotomist. There was this phlebotomist who would come around every morning, extremely early in the morning, 4:30, 5 a.m. You know, and I was always awake. Wide awake. And, you know, stoned out of my mind on that direct morphine drip that's going right into my heart. And the phlebotomist would come in, and there was like two, and there's this one girl, I think she was Korean. What was her name? It was like, Daesun or something. I can't remember. And she would always be really surprised that I'd be awake and waiting for her. It's like, oh, everybody else always sleeping. Oh, take that blood. Drain that blood out of me. Phlebotomy. So yeah, going to the doctor today in about 15 minutes. So if I go running out of calm, you'll know that I'm trying to make it to my doctor's appointment in time. So yeah, what else do I gotta do today? That's about it. Today is rest day for me. Oh, and I'm glad to see that it looks like the sun went back behind a cloud. It was rainy overnight and cloudy, and it was cloudy this morning. And now it's cloudy again. About 15 minutes ago, right about when I started the show, the sun came out, and I thought, oh, this is going to be bad. because of the humidity. Now, it is nice and cool. It's like 72 degrees Fahrenheit, which is really tolerable. My air conditioning is not even on right now. But that humidity is death. And when the sun comes out, sun plus humidity is no good. No good for our little Tobster. So, I'm glad we have no sun. And I hope it stays not sunny for the next half hour. That'll give me time to get to my doctor. Up at the hospital. Yeah, these other doctors, they have a clinic down there on 90th Street. Not very far away from me. You know, like all of about a mile away. Maybe not even that far. No, it's probably right just about a mile. I don't know. It doesn't matter. That's a funny clinic down there. It's new. What's it called? It's called the One World something or other. One World Medical Care or... And you would think, what are we going to see, like a Rastafarian Lion of Judah flag flying over there? No, their logo isn't even Rastafarian colors. But still, they're pretty proud of being one world. They should just put underneath it one love. That makes me laugh. So apparently, my new doctor is Dr. Misty. That is her name. I got the letter right here. Da, 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 da. Primary care provider, Misty. Then her last name is something great in some Eastern European language, and I do not know how to pronounce this name. Swierczyk? Swierczyk? Zwierczyk? So... I will call her Dr. Misty and not Dr. Zvierchik because I do not know how to really say her name. So I guess I'll find out. Apparently, I'm supposed to call him up and get an appointment. So I can't wait to make that phone call. Hello. I would like to set an appointment for Dr. Misty, please. Dr. Misty. It reminds me of Misty Dawn Clover. Oh. Yes, I do actually know somebody named Misty Dawn Clover. Oh. She was a cutie. Yeah. That was a long time ago. One time, me and Doug, we went out to our favorite pool hall. And there was a new waitress. And she was really cute, and we were talking to her all night. And we found out her name was Misty Dawn. Misty Dawn Clover. Great name. I ended up going out with her a couple of times. She was cute. Misty Dawn Clover. I've always thought that was such a great name. Oh, so anyway, and then it was really funny because at one point in time, Doug said to her, she was bringing us tea or whatever, and Doug said, when we found out what her name was, Doug said something like, what are your parents, hippies or something? And she said, no, Mormons. And I thought that was kind of funny too, in a weird sort of way. I didn't know whether to laugh or not, you know, I'm not laughing at the fact that your parents are Mormons. I just like the creative names. Speaking of creative names, I was over at my friend Brian's house the other day watching some World Cup football, and I learned that his daughter no longer wants to be referred to by her first name. That name being Lily. She wants to now be called by her middle name, which is Quinn. Yeah, okay, well, either way. I always sort of liked calling her Lily Quinn. But now I think I'm going to start calling her LQ. Either way. And I think she starts junior high this fall. I guess we call it middle school now. Middle school. Which still doesn't make any sense because it's not like we have beginning school, middle school, then ending school. We don't have ending school. We have elementary school, middle school, high school. That doesn't work. I prefer junior high school or maybe post-elementary school. But when I was a kid, junior high was was grades 7 through 9. My old school district, they now have middle school, which is grades 5 or 6 through 8. And then high school is 9 through 12. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And I don't care. No, I do not. Oh, I wonder if I got any mail today. Did I remember to take out the trash? Yes, I can hear the garbage trucks driving up and down the street. I did, in fact, remember to take the trash out last night, so that's good. And I think I saw the mailman driving by. I wonder if I have any mail. I am not going to check. I will check that when I get back from the doctor. Doctors, doctors, doctors. Oh. And my doctor's going to give me some flack today. Because I haven't been taking my meds. Oh, but I feel so much better. No side effects. Oh, and look who's on TV. She's got a new commercial. It's Aubrey. Aubrey Plaza. Her hair is longer. I kind of liked it when she had short hair, but either way, I don't care. I think she's kind of cute, and I think she's really funny. She cracks me up. And she does some weird stuff. I mean, she does some weird shows and weird movies. I think that's why I like her. She doesn't do normal dorky stuff. She does cool stuff. The first time I saw her, she was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And she was killing me. Needed more of her in that movie. And then she's in one of these weird comic book TV shows, one of these deep comics. And I watched it last season, and I thought it was kind of okay, and I liked her little weird-ass part. She played this weird, weird psychotic character who you didn't know if she was real or not. Was she a figment of the crazy guy's imagination, or was she a real person? We don't know. But then when that show started up again, what was the name of that? Legion. When that started up again this year, I didn't watch it. It could not draw me back in. So, oh well. I'm missing an opportunity to see my little Aubrey. But I'm sure I'll survive. Oh. What time is it? I got to get ready for my doctor appointment. I got to drive over to the doctor. I hope my car isn't weird. My car's been acting up again. But I haven't taken it back into the shop yet. They're going to find new codes because it's acting weird. And when did I drove it yesterday and it was acting really bizarre. Oh, yeah. And I'm wondering if it was the humidity. My car breathes weird. And so when it gets humid and rainy, and it acts up a little bit more than it should and blah, blah, blah. It's just bizarre. And here we go. They're starting to show Football action. There's Leo Messi. He's warming up in his cool Argentine warm-up suit. I'd love to have one of those. You know they cost a lot of money, though. Tobe sneezes. And why is Jenny Taft in Nizhny Novgorod? This is the woman that usually covers racing for Fox. Now she's in Russia, reading cue cards or a teleprompter, because I know she doesn't know the first thing about this game. Oh well. Oh my god. Nizhny Novgorod. Oh, Okin Koroso. So anyway. Oi. Oi. Gotta remember to call Juarez. And I gotta watch the football. Hopefully they'll have... I should take my TV remote, because I know this remote works on the TVs in the hospital. So I should take this remote with me so I can watch the game. I hope my car works. It'll work. It'll work. It'll be a little weird at first, but then it'll be fine. I'm convinced of this. Everything will be fine. Tobe, that seems strangely optimistic. I know, right? Just crazy. My nose is running a little bit because I just sneezed. And now I have the itchy nose. Oy. Watching so much football. Tomorrow is Brazil. They will win that. I don't want them to, but they will. I hate Neymar so much. You will hate Neymar too. Just watch one Brazil game and look for the guy who's falling down every 30 seconds and pretending to be hurt. That's Neymar. He is the one guy in the entire world who gives football a bad name, because it's just him falling down. Oh, a guy got close to me. Oh, I fell down. No, no, no. You're not cool, Neymar. Oh, and here comes Pippa. Hi, Pippa. I scooped your poop. I got that poop out of there. Put it in the box for you. I put it in the toilet. Yes, that's the nice thing about the wheat-based cat litter that she uses. It can be flushed down the toilet. That is convenient, because I've got her box right next to the toilet. Someday I'll train the kitty to go directly into the toilet, and we'll cut out the middleman, which is me. I am the middleman. I am the middleman in the kitty poop cycle. From the kitty to the toilet, it has to go through me. I have a corner on the kitty poop market in this household. Is that something to be proud of? I don't know. I just don't know. Well, the other thing I need to tell you is that I watched a little bit more of Mr. Osomatsu last night. I decided to start watching the series again from the beginning. I'm on episode 9 or 10. It's very funny. I was entertaining myself like I always do. And that's how I'm going to go in entertain myself now. I'm going to go to my doctor. That's always fun, because you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm going to the doctor. Yay! That will be fun. So I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.